Sahamita Paragal, Mishnah Vavu, Bame Amru, Dayashaita. When do we say Dayashaita? We said previously that a Muberet, or a Minika, a woman that is pregnant or nursing, or a Besula, a woman that has not seen Dam yet, or a Zakena, an older woman that has stopped seeing Dam, all these women, when they do see Dam, they would not be Tami retroactively. Their Din would be Dayashaita. They would only be Tami from the time that she sees their Dam and onwards. When do we say that? Beria Rishona. That's only the first time they see Dam. Abu Bishniya, Mitame Mi'ifle. But any of these women that now sing a second time, they saw one time, and soon later they saw Dam another time, they no longer have a din of Dam and Shaitan. Instead, they are Tami retroactively for the previous 24 hours. And that which these women, Mubarak, Manika, Zakena, and Basula, when they see Dam, their din is Dam and Shaitan, that's because they don't regularly see Dam. But now that they're seeing a second time, so now they are regularly seeing Dam, so therefore they have a din like any other woman, and they are Tami retroactively. But if the first time one of these women saw Dam, it was Me'ones, there was some occurrence that caused them to see Dam. For example, they jumped, that caused them to see Dam. Or they had a fright, that caused them to see Dam. Or they ate something that would cause them to see Dam. In such a case, when they see Dam a second time, they would have a din of Dam and Shaitan, they wouldn't be Tame retroactively. And since the first time they saw was because of some occurrence, so even now that they saw a second time, we don't look at it as if they are now seeing Dam regularly, so therefore when they see that second time, they still have a din of Dam and Shaitan. Only when they see a third time would they be Metamine retroactively. Even though the Chachamim said that a woman that has a regular vest, that she sees Dam Nida at regular intervals, that when she does see Dam during the times of her vest, she would not be Tame retroactively. Even so, a woman has to check herself twice a day to make sure that she doesn't see Dam, even though it's not at the time of her vest. Even though this woman sees Dam at regular intervals, so we don't really suspect that the woman will see Dam at a time that's not a regular time to see Dam Nida, but the Chachamim were afraid, as far as Tumen Tahara is concerned, to rely on this Chazaka, and therefore they said that a woman has to check herself twice a day to make sure that she would not be Mitami something. That is Torah. Chutz min Nida b'hayushev es Dam Torah. With two exceptions. A Nida, a woman who has seen Dam Nida within the past 7 days, is anyway Tame, since she has seen Dam Nida. So there's no point for this woman to check herself twice a day, as the checking is pointless. She's anyway Tame. And a woman that is Yoshevet or Dam Tor, a woman that has recently given birth, and they didn't it, that a woman who gives birth to a male, has 33 days in which she sits al Dam Tor, that even when she sees Dam during those 33 days, that Dam would not be Metame her. And a woman that gave birth to a female has 66 days in which she sits al Dam Tor. Such a woman would not have to check herself twice a day, as there's no point to checking herself. Even if she did see Dam, she would not become Tama. Mishameshes be'idim. A woman, when she had relation with her husband, must check herself with a cloth both before and after having a relation with her husband. And just like the Chachamim required a woman to check herself twice a day to make sure that she would not be Metamei Tahara, so too they required that a woman check herself prior and after having a relation with her husband to make sure that she had not seen Dam Nida. Chut miyoshevet adam toar ubesula. Shetameha tohar, with two exceptions. The exception of a woman that's sitting adam toar, a woman that has given birth, that the dam that she sees is tar. So there's no point for her checking herself, because even if she had seen Dam, she would be tar. And the other exception would be a besula, a woman that had a relation with her husband for the first time, that she had Dam besula. And that Dam is not Mitami, her only Dam Nida is Mitami, not Dam Besula. So when a woman had a relation with her husband for the first time, and she sees Dam, that Dam is not considered Dam Nida, it's considered Dam Besula, and it's not Mitami her. And until the wound heals, any Dam that she subsequently sees would also not be Mitami her, as we would assume that it's not Dam Nida, instead it's Dam that didn't come out from the Dam Besula the first time, and it's only coming out now. But that's only if she continues to have relations with her husband. If she continues to have relations with her husband, then any subsequent Dam that she sees would be considered Dam Besulim, not Dam Nida. But if after the first time she had a relation with her husband, she doesn't have a relation with her husband after that, then the Dam that she sees afterwards would be Tame. So therefore, if she doesn't have a relation with her husband afterwards, then she would have to check herself regarding Taros to make sure that she had not seen Dam and would cause Taros to be Tame. But if she continues to have a relation with her husband afterwards, then there would be no point in her checking herself that even if she would see Dam, that Dam would not be Tame. We would say that it's Dam Besula, not Dam Nita. Upamayim three chalias buddekes. B'shachalias uben ashmash. A woman has to check herself twice a day to make sure she has not seen Dam Nita and would not be Tame something that is tar. One time in the morning and one time in the evening at dusk. U'b'shashi yoveres l'sham eishes besa. And a woman also has to check herself once she has relations with her husband, both prior and after having relations with her husband, she has to check herself to make sure she has not seen Danita and is forbidden to have relations with her husband. Now, that which the Chacham required that a woman checks herself before and after having a relation with her husband, that was only in those days when there was a distinction between Tumah and Tahor, and a woman anywhere was checking herself twice a day to make sure she was not Metamis Hatzin, that was Tahor. So the Chacham required that the woman would also have to check herself prior and after to having relations with her husband. But nowadays, where there is no distinction between Tumah and Tahor, and a woman does not have to check herself twice a day, because anyway, everything is Tumah. So the Chacham also did not require that a woman would check herself before and after having relations with her husband. Yisera alayan kohanos. B'shar sheheinochos b'truma. A woman that is married to a kohen has to do extra bedikah that other women would not have to do. She also has to check herself prior to eating truma to make sure she has not seen damnida, because if she saw damnida, she would be tamei and she would not be allowed to eat truma. Rabbi Huda imat b'shas of rasam melecha b'truma. Rabbi Huda said not only does a woman have to check before eating truma, but she has to check herself after eating truma, because we're afraid that she might see dam later on. And since the din is that when she sees dam later on, she would be tummy retroactively from the last time she checked herself. And if she hadn't checked herself after eating truma, that would mean that the leftover truma that she came into contact with would be tummy. So therefore, an Aisha's calling that each truma should check herself to make sure she had not seen dam after eating truma, and that way if she sees dam later on, she would be tummy retroactively only to the last time she checked herself, which is after eating truma, and therefore the leftover truma that she came into contact with would be tar.